mind.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining me on this special edition of Matt's Mind in podcast form. I got a couple things on the mind tonight that I want to talk about, and about 100% of them are Mass Effect 3. Well, 95% of them are Mass Effect 3, and 5% is why 80% of people who are talking about Mass Effect 3 on the internet right now are idiots. So if you haven't finished Mass Effect 3, maybe put this podcast on hold for a bit. Don't listen to it right now. There's going to be some spoilers. It's unavoidable. And that game is incredible. That is a great game. It's an incredible ride. Don't listen to all the forums. Don't listen to all the haters. Just play it. It's great. We're going to have a spoiler cast for it, hopefully next week, if Swag gets his game together. But what I want to talk about, presumably you have finished Mass Effect 3 if you are listening to this, or else you are never going to play Mass Effect 3. I want to talk about all the people who are going around all over the internet and have this weird sense of entitlement that somehow makes them super game producers and they know how to make games better than the guys at BioWare do. Namely, the people who are donating to this cause to change Mass Effect 3's ending. What the fuck, guys? What the fuck? I'm not really sure where this weird kind of sense of... Let me lay it down like this. You know what? If you're disappointed in an ending, that is your own opinion. That is what you think, and I can't tell you that's wrong. That is all you. But when people start thinking that they know how to make better games or make games better than, you know, companies that have been doing this very successfully for 20 plus years, that's when it starts to get under my skin. When people start complaining about day one DLC, when people start complaining about DLC on the disc, that kind of thing is totally what gets me riled up, and that is why I am screaming into a microphone right now. I'm going to start with the DLC, because seems to be a major point of contention with a lot of people. I don't really know why. Well, actually, you know what? I do know why. I know why day one DLC, everyone gets all riled up and it ruffles their feathers because, well, if the content's done, then BioWare should have just released it for free. I don't know what qualifies you to make that decision or what qualifies whoever is putting that opinion out there to make that decision. Well, maybe, you know, in 99% of cases, everyone listening to this podcast is not a video game producer. They don't know what goes into making video games. They don't know how to market and sell video games. Basically, their opinion on this thing is moot. If BioWare or any other company is going to make DLC, when they're going to sell it is when they're going to sell it. You know what? I'd rather have them sell it on day one when I'm interested in the game, when I'm totally stoked about, for example, having an extra character in my party. When maybe map packs are something that's interesting to me because I am big into multiplayer, I would much rather have that DLC be out day one instead of, you know, day 250 when, I mean, I play so many games and a ton of people I know play so many games that, you know, I'm not even playing games that I bought even at the beginning of the year. Like, I've moved on. There are bigger and better things. So, you know what? If DLC for those games come out, I don't care. Prime example would be, say, Battlefield 3. I'd have moved on past that game. The Back to Kirkland DLC came out, whatever. You know what? I super don't care about that right now. But if that DLC would have come out day one, I probably would have bought it. Because, I mean, I was on the Battlefield train when that game came out. DLC on the disc. It's the next thing I want to sort of, I don't want to use the word debunk, but I want to tell everyone who thinks that that is just an atrocious and horrendous thing, I want to tell you guys why, at least in my opinion, that is a dumb opinion to have. DLC on the disc, who the fuck cares, guys? When a game is in development, they already know the DLC they're going to produce. I mean, early in the Mass Effect 3 production cycle, it was decided, hey, we're going to do some DLC. You know what? That DLC is going to release on day one. Why don't we put it on the disc, and then people aren't having to do these massive, massive downloads. And, I mean, there still was a 650 meg download for From Ashes, that the Prothean extra character DLC. So, I mean, you know what? You don't put that content on the disc, suddenly that turns into a 2 gig download or whatever. And great, you're spending 4 hours downloading this DLC instead of half an hour. I don't really see the benefits to keeping it all online. I don't really see the contention that is caused by having it on the disc. I don't see what the problem is. That DLC is going to be made regardless of when it is released. That has already been planned. They know that DLC is coming out. They know how much they're going to charge for it. They know how they're going to release it. They know what content it's going to contain. It's not like a game comes out and then the producers go, oh, hey, you know what would be cool? Let's do this DLC and we can just release this as extra content and people can enjoy it, but we totally didn't plan for this to happen. No, it is all very carefully planned, and this has been happening. So I don't know what the issue is. DLC on the disc is fine. Everyone who argues against it is dumb or apparently just has such fast internet that it doesn't fucking matter. The final thing that I want to rant about and get off my chest and just be cynical over is the people who are complaining about Mass Effect's ending. Presumably you have seen it if you are listening to this, or you are never going to play it and you don't care. So I'm going to run it down right now. The ending that I got, which I thought was fantastic, I got, I went in with about, I want to say 2,500 readiness, somewhere in there. And I didn't get a good ending. You know what? I chose to destroy the Reapers. You can either save the Reapers, destroy the Reapers, or if your readiness is high enough, you can merge with the Reapers. You can merge synthetic and organic life in some not really sense-making way. But that's besides the point. I chose to destroy the Reapers. Everyone died, including Shepard. Earth was just wiped out. All the Marines died. Everything died, and presumably everything else on every other planet died, because this big wave of fire just spread through the mass relays and burned up all the planets. And you know what? That is a great ending. I am so happy that at least in some capacity, a game, a huge franchise like this, has finally, in at least one of their endings, decided to kill not just the main character, but everybody. Too many games end with, you know, bow ties on everything, and everything's great, and get ready for the next 5 sequels, because nobody's ever dying. Yes, Shepard died in my ending. That fucking awesome. So good. If I would have had full readiness, Shepard would not have died. Which also brings me to a point, even though I just complained that to too many people, too many games, everyone lives, the way that they present Shepard's quote-unquote not dying with, it's right at the very end, there's, it just cuts to Shepard in a pile of rubble, and he or she it just inhales and shows you that they're alive. And this could, I mean, there's a couple theories on this ending. One of them is that, it's before you go into the conduit sort of thing that sends you up to the Citadel, everything from there on is kind of this weird, like, dream state. Because Shepard, what happens is Sovereign flies down and shoots some dudes and blows some shit up. And then everything is kind of dream state. Shepard's, like, really floaty. And there's a lot of kind of situational evidence to support that whole section could be a super clever case of BioWare kind of messing with us and presenting us with this ending, but then is it really how it ended? I mean, the camera's in a new position, you have a gun with unlimited ammo, your squad mates are mysteriously gone, you're kind of floating, there's a bunch of corpses in the Citadel which are kind of just faceless and featureless. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to suggest that maybe Shepard wasn't in the right state of mind going into this. Almost like Shepard was indoctrinated going up to the Citadel. And I mean, that's just one theory. That hasn't been confirmed. But I mean, there's some pretty good evidence to sort of support maybe that's what's going on. I mean, Shepard's been around these Reapers a lot. So I mean, indoctrination is a pretty big theme in the Mass Effect universe. It's not out of the question. BioWare has announced that they are, you know, in, I don't want to say it's in response to everyone's criticizing their endings. This is the worst ending ever, blah, 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 blah. They have announced that there will be more content coming, obviously. I mean, Mass Effect 2 had 5 or 6 DLC packs. There will be more content coming, and it'll expand on the ending. They have never once said that they're going to change it. They have never once said they're going to, like, retcon it and rewrite it. And if they do, I think that is going to be the first step down a dark, dark road of suddenly game publishers are apparently just super accountable to the whims of whatever anyone on the internet says. And it is incredibly easy to stir up a huge shitstorm on the internet. I mean, even this podcast is probably offending some of you who think that that ending is garbage. And I'm sure you're going to be all up on the forums and all up on my Twitter, tweeting and replying and telling me that I'm dumb. But that just sort of goes to show how easy it is to stir up controversial stuff like this. So BioWare is going to release this ending, release this new content, whenever, to expand on the ending. And they have the perfect opportunity to just have a thing where, yeah, okay, that was all. Shepard was indoctrinated. The choices were, you know, do you accept the indoctrination? You know, do you control the Reapers? That was one of your choices. Or do you fight them? Do you destroy them and destroy yourself in the process? And you know what? If BioWare comes out and that turned out to be the case, I mean, that... Wow. What an incredible piece of writing that has just turned into. Even if BioWare doesn't, even if they release no more content, that is still fine. A lot of people are saying they want more conclusion, but I mean, in real life, you know what? Stories don't always have 100% conclusion. I like that a lot of stuff is left open to interpretation. And you know what? I like that at the very, very end, the Normandy appears on a planet and they open the door and Shepard and Garrus or whoever get out. Or not Shepard, Joker and Garrus get out and they're on this planet or whatever. You know what? I like that. It doesn't bug me. Why does it bug everybody? I don't understand the problem. You know, you're concerned with Shepard. You're concerned with Shepard's story. Whatever happened to your fucking teammates? Who cares? I mean, like, yeah, you get super attached to them. They didn't die, is basically what that's showing you. I don't think that is setting up any new game where you play as Joker or whatever and have to get him off the planet. I think that is just to show you, hey, your team made it. You did a good thing, you kind of sacrificed yourself, your team made it. I mean, everybody seems to be thinking into that way more than they should be. And as a result, it's just, oh, inconclusive, they said this was going to be the last story arc, but they didn't close it off, and there's all this stuff left hanging. Yeah, but it's stuff that no one should really care about. Who cares about what happens to those characters? Tell us what happened to Shepard, expand on that a bit. If that turns out to be the whole indoctrination thing, bravo. I mean, this would have been a brilliant piece of marketing on BioWare's behalf. It has stirred up so much controversy and so much publicity about Mass Effect, about this controversial ending that everyone hates. And it, you know, if you think about it, it's kind of like, it could even be thought of as this sort of weird meta where BioWare is breaking down the fourth wall and you, the player, are sort of indoctrinated around this ending. You are feeling... your feelings are being manipulated about this ending, even though that's not maybe necessarily the case, as this DLC could prove to show. So, I mean, I don't want to say this DLC that they're working on is going to redeem them, because I don't feel there's anything to be redeemed. I think it was a great ending. I think all the endings are great. I think the joining synthetic and organic life one is kind of dumb, because I don't really know what's going on there, but I think it's great. And it just feels so good to get this stuff off my mind. Hey, if you wanna talk back, you wanna, you know, give me a little bit of the sass that I'm putting forth, you wanna give it back to me, manatank.com, comment on the article, it's under features, or you know what, you can tweet me at @TheMattEads. Don't send me emails. I won't reply to emails. I probably won't even read the emails. Don't send me emails. But tweet me, definitely. And leave replies on the article. Let me know what you think. Thanks for listening to Matt's Mind.